This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Where's everybody? Where'd they go?
You didn't hear us?
What's happening? Huh? What'd you say?
I said, can you hear us?
Yes! I have some bananas. I have no music in my ears, so I'm thinking, oh, well, what happened here? Well, let's get to it, shall we? It's the Good Day program. November 7th is upon us. The good news is the holiday sales outlook is not as this. I love they when they turn things around. It's not going to be as bad as we originally thought it was going to be. Really, I didn't know it was going to be bad at all. I hadn't heard that. Had you, Jay?
I had not heard that.
Well, people are so. Our economy is so driven. This is supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year, and all people think about is money. My business. I need to sell. People need to buy in order for us to be healthy, and it's kind of sick. Frankly, I think it is. I don't appreciate somebody continuing to yell at me that we need to have an increase of 6 to 8%. We need to spend almost $1 trillion to keep the economy going. So this year, the projections are, listen to this for Warped. The projections are that you and I will spend $942 billion instead of $960 as had been thought and or desired. Right? So this does not include car dealers, gas stations, restaurants, that sort of thing. This is Macy's. This is going to the sporting goods store. This is buying online. So $942 billion will be spent, instead of $960. Kind of remind, you know, the election numbers of how much money has been spent to get some of these fools in office. And what the tracking is.
Or more specifically, not get people in office, keep certain people out of office. It's
right.
Astounding.
Yep. Over the weekend, Biden, Obama, and Trump were all out telling people that we better do a good job or democracy hangs in the balance. Do you believe
you better
that?
Watch out. You better,
yeah,
not,
better
cry.
Not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
The government is watching.
Well, right. Well, Santa Claus in the form of government contracts and aid and things that go. You know, if the Republicans are in power, that is in the House and the Senate, which looks like it might be the case. We'll see in a couple of days. Then there will be a lot of Democratic counties and Democratic states that will suffer because they changed the formula to take care of their own, which in and of itself is just so wrong. What is the old expression? Do the victor belong the spoils? No, not in here. We're all Americans. We all should share equally. Why should some clown who's the head of a party, just because he or she is the head of the party, predicate what you get for state or federal aid because of who runs your state or who's in charge of the congressional seat or whatever it is? That's how it works. But is that the way it's supposed to work? How has this developed? How does this happen? One of the reasons it happens is because people don't know how government works.
Mm-hmm.
And so, anyway, so the presidents were out stumping this past weekend. They were all in Pennsylvania. What would have happened, do you suppose? I'm sure they plan well. If Biden and Obama had showed up at the same place Trump was, right? Trump's coming out the door, Joe and Obama, Barack, going through the door. What do you say? Imagine that video, that, where do you capture that? Right?
Mm-hmm. I would like to think that people can be kind,
civil,
and respectful. And that's the thing. You don't have to like people to be cordial.
Yeah. Well, the other side of it is that Trump, he did it again this weekend, is so, he's just so eager to make fun of people. And that basically plays on his own insecurities, because apparently he was teased a lot as a child. So now that's become part of his psychosis. Got to make fun of everybody. What does that do for you? What does that mean? And people who like that stuff, that says something about them as well.
Well,
right?
Exactly. And I think a lot of times we try, like, and I say we in the plural sense of not necessarily genuinely meaning you or I, Doug, but we try to tear people down because we think that builds ourselves up, or that makes us feel more confident about something or whatnot, or we're trying to put them down so other people see how awful these people truly are. And that's just not what happens. We showcase how we actually are in tearing other people down. It says so much more about the quote unquote the bully as opposed to whoever they are bullying.
Yeah.
And it's just a bunch of adult bullies, and then we expect our kids to do better when we are leading by example. And again, I say we in the just like generalized sense of everybody.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a lot of stuff going on. I'm looking at some of the pictures of the voting booths in various places around the country being set up for tomorrow. I was talking earlier about how vote happy we are. We love to go vote, and we do it so frequently, much more so than any other country that is supposedly cut out of the same cloth. We are so polarized in this country, but we have been for years. Think back about it. And why? Because we're so busy fixing the blame on things. The important races, I think Trump took a shot at DeSantis, didn't he, over the weekend? DeSantis running for governor. And, of course, Trump doesn't want him to run against him because he could beat him. And so, let's have Ron DeSantis elected back as governor. What difference does it make? He's going to run for president whether he's the governor reelected now or not. Anyway, misinformation is everywhere, including...
It's hard to trust anything anymore, too.
Right, it is. Yep, where does it come from, and who's responsible for it, and what's their axe to grind? The situation in Russia, the situation in Ukraine with the Russians spreading misinformation, apparently there is in Russia, or the Russians, the internet is loaded with people who are spreading a lot of misinformation about our election process, people who are running, that sort of stuff. Did you see that? How much?
Mm-hmm.
And now we find the Russians. Why do we put up with this stuff? I mean, what do? You don't go bomb them, I suppose. What else can you do with them?
Well, and it's also kind of a statement on the perception. We, in our country, we see U.S. news that is actually world news, but it's written from Americans and the American point of view kind of thing. Yeah. And it's the same thing in other countries when they talk about us.
Yeah. So one of the things that I've been trying to find out if it's true or not, I saw two or three things this weekend focused on how many IRS auditors the Democrats want to, or the lawmakers want to hire, who are Democrats. So I don't know what to believe here, frankly, because when Biden says, in essence, I'm paraphrasing, we're going to go get you rich guys, and we're going to hire, like I heard a speech, 80,000 new tax auditors. They're no more going to hire 80,000 tax auditors than I'm going to hire 80,000 tax auditors. First of all, they can't find them. It takes them sometimes months and months to train them. They don't have office space. They don't have, this is nonsense. Are they going to hire more? Yeah, they probably try to. But are you in jeopardy? Is somebody going to come get you? The only thing you're in jeopardy from, really, is the legislative process increasing the bite, the tax bite on you. As far as having auditors and people checking your tax return, the real, I learned this, my accountant, God love him, Stuart Brooks, was a fabulous guy. He was my accountant for 40-some-odd years. He passed away a couple of years ago. And we were talking, I remember, not long before his death, about how auditing actually takes place, because he had been an IRS auditor. Now that everything is filed electronically, they have certain things in the whatever they have in the software that looks for stuff that will be different than last year's. So if your income is wildly different, if your deductions are wildly different, if that's how you do it, then they're going to pull your tax return. If it pretty much stays with the program, that is, they followed you and they've looked at your tax return over the years, and if this tax return doesn't vary much from the last one, they're not going to pay any attention to it, because they don't. And they don't. And they have studies that show that if they do try to do that, it doesn't. It's a net gain zero. You know, if they pull every once in a while, you hear stories about people being audited, their random audits. Those don't do any good. They don't get anything out of them, except people getting angry because they feel like they're being harassed. Because in most instances, any of the IRS agents I've come across were kind of goons, and so, you know, what do you get out of it? You want people to feel good, and this is why these people are so dumb. They don't get it. If the things that we're spending money on are collectively what most people approve of, then you're not going to have the resistance. But if you keep spending money, like paying off college debt for a certain amount of people, you know, it may be great if it affects you, your family, your children, but it doesn't affect most people, and most people resent it. Okay, they're getting something, why don't I get something? It just blows up in their face. Mm-hmm. So it's not healthy. It doesn't work. And so anyway, comments, please. Help yourself. Social media, Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show. Twitter, Good Day On Air. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner on the air at 18 after the hour.
Hi there, I'm your host, Doug, filling in for the human who's normally here and bringing you the smells and sounds of the holidays, courtesy of Beggin' Dog Treats.
We wish you a beggin' Christmas. We wish you a beggin' Christmas. So Christy, Mary, Doberman, let beggin' you acquire. Deck the halls with strips of beggin'.
Remember, for bacon-loving dog excitement this holiday,
it's beggin'!
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay. And that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
We'll be right back. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Ken Kronhaus.
The death from COVID is predominantly in the elderly, 80% 65 and older, and especially when you get into 75 and 85 and older, definitely at high risk. Those who have, you know, if you have asthma, any chronic lung disease, heart disease, diabetes, obesity, these are all the reasons why you suddenly become high risk.
All Good Day Health Podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up on 24 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. On the tweet front, there's some social media celebrity news featuring Duran Duran, especially with a focus on guitarist Andy Taylor and what's going on with him. Duran Duran, one of the most iconic rock and roll groups. I've always loved Duran Duran. They had a lot of great tunes, and we're going to hear one of them right after this. Time to think about MyPillow again. Right now, there's an incredible, incredible deal on the towel set at MyPillow.com. Six-piece towel set made with cotton grown in America, made in the USA, like most of the products that they sell on MyPillow. This is an extremely absorbent towel, and it still provides you with that soft feel, so you want a towel that feels good and actually dries you off. So the set comes with two bath towels, two hand towels, two washcloths. Usually retails for $90. Right now, you can get the set for a low $39.98 with the promo code DS. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a warranty to last 10 years. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, get this insane price of $39.98 with the DS code on the six-piece towel set. That's at MyPillow.com. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame induction ceremony conducted in L.A. this past weekend. Andy Taylor, the guitarist for Duran Duran, revealing his cancer diagnosis. He got stage four prostate cancer.
Yeah.
Not good. He's only 61.
Nothing they can do anymore at this point. It is awful.
Yep. So anyway, he has had it for 4 years. Prostate cancer is one of those things. I think I told you the story. I'll relate this to myself and other men my age. The doctor told me the last time I had my prostate exam, it would be the last one I'd ever have. So I looked at him and I said, wow, that's the Sorry about that. He said, because insurance stops paying for it at 75, you don't have much of a chance of dying from prostate. If you make it to 75 and don't have prostate cancer, the statistics are almost 100% that it won't kill you if you get it.
So. There's still a possibility.
Yeah, but it's not like this guy at 61 who's had it since he was mid-50s. That's a part of his misfunction.
Yeah.
You know, there's a whole system in there that you got to keep using for the prostate to be healthy. And if you don't, then you don't live. It's all jammed up.
And it's so awful because prostate cancer goes along with that whole group of cancers where if you get it early enough, yeah. It is survivable. It's just the symptoms are typically not there.
Not if you get the disease, but if you get at it. If you get at the treatment early enough, right? That's what you're saying.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Right. Anyway, so here we go. So is he still playing with the band? I didn't get that out of him.
No. He hasn't been able to travel. He wasn't even at the ceremony. His bandmates had to do the honor, and the group were honored without him, and he wasn't able to travel to California from Spain.
Yeah.
And this was the big ceremony. Dolly Parton, Carly Simon, Pat Benatar, Lionel Richie.
Big deal. Yep, big celebration. I think it's going to be on HBO probably later this week if you're looking to see what it all looked like. 28 after the hour.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The highly anticipated drawing for the record $1.9 billion Powerball jackpot was delayed Monday night. Powerball officials released a statement early Tuesday morning saying one of the participating lotteries is still processing its sales and play data and that all 48 participating lotteries are required to submit their data before the numbers can be drawn. The numbers should be announced sometime Tuesday. 435 House seats, 35 senatorial chairs, and 36 gubernatorial leaders will be chosen today in America. It's report card time, and will the Democrats continue their exclusive power in Washington, D.C.? It's time for you to do your civic duty. South Florida is bracing for Hurricane Nicole. She increased her intensity Monday with the possibility of strong winds, rising waters, and flooding rains reaching parts of South Florida later today. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Doug Steffens, Good Day Show.
A Miami real estate broker named Cristiano Piquet was enjoying a flight on his paramotor-powered glider. He was up in the air over Homestead, Florida, in the Miami area, and he spotted an alligator in the water. He told a reporter, "I turned around to get a shot of the alligator, and I saw a car under the water."
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
5:34 at the hour, the Good Day program. Doug Steffen on the air with my pal Jay Kirshner, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas as we celebrate Monday, November the 7th. Famed and accomplished astrologer Maria Trilogy here to talk about the significance of the eclipse in a few moments. Find out how it will affect you. It's World Kindness Week, boys and girls. This started when a couple of humanitarian groups came together in 1997 and made a declaration of kindness. Started as World Kindness Day and then turned into World Kindness Week and then became World Kindness Month. And why not we have World Kindness every day? How about that?
Yeah.
For a philosophy.
Yeah. Live a kindness lifestyle.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can get that going with Maria, especially with the election going on and people being anything but kind. You'll be interested to know the number, the queen, the queen of social media misinformation. The declaration has been made. Who do you think is the queen? There are plenty of them that are out there that would be candidates, but according...
This one is the crown.
Yes. Number one. is, according to the Washington Post, which is not exactly an even-handed source, so maybe it's not like you wouldn't believe that Marjorie Taylor Greene wouldn't be in there someplace anyway. So according to the Post anyway today, she's the queen of misinformation on social media. Anybody pull the plug on her like they did on Trump?
No, exactly right. Legend. And it's curious to see what Elon Musk is going to do now running Twitter, if he is going to kick more people off, allow more people back. Like, what's the deal? Because clearly that's it's right. Not what you say, it's who said it.
Yep, that's right. So as far as what really is the status of the election in terms of issues, there are a lot of people who are not campaigning on personality. Duh. Surprise! They're commenting and trying to get people to focus on the issues. What a shocking reality that is. And apparently one of the real issues, it isn't for me, although I don't know, I'm satisfied with health care that I have, but that's just me. If you're not satisfied, then hopefully you're going to vote that way and have a focus on it. Science is on the ballot this election. A lot of people are watching and trying to understand the course of the future when it comes to science and what we learn from science, how much money is spent. Think about it this way. NASA is a scientific organization. You want to support things like that, space exploration? You have some dummies around here. We don't need to learn anything from space. Really? Until you realize that everything that we do is about space.
Yeah.
Really, when it gets right down to it. Yeah, it does. A lot of tornadoes this past weekend. Look at these. Three states. And while, I said a little while ago, it was 70 degrees already where I am here in Massachusetts. Started to rain a little bit. Sun's coming out now. But it's been the 70s for the past 4 or 5 days, which is about 20, well, maybe 15 degrees warmer than normal for this time of year, the first week of November. It's going back into the 50s midweek and then back into the 60s and 70s at the end of the week as things go back and forth and up and down. And because of that, all these tornadoes, which we normally think are a factor in spring weather, because this sort of thing, the collision of the cold weather from leftover from the winter with the warm weather is coming up from the south. Well, Texas, Oklahoma, and Arkansas this weekend, got beaten up pretty badly. Tornado storm damage, fatalities. National Weather Service says there were reports of widespread structural damage in McCurtain County, Oklahoma. So many of you know people that live in these areas. Maybe you have a good thought for them. A lot of businesses destroyed, homes destroyed.
It's
not
so
a pretty picture.
Scary.
You can't run away from them either.
Yeah, exactly. And they pop up so quick, and they can change their path. And, and like you said, with the warmer weather and the cold weather coming in, that's kind of what spurs in. That's why it's more of a summertime, springtime thing. But with the unseasonable warmness that's going to always be followed by that cold if it happens in winter, those are really tough tornadoes.
Yeah, they are.
Especially if they happen at night, because you can't see it coming.
Yeah, and I was going to, because these had it happened, a lot of them in Texas. And isn't it interesting how my mind works? This is what the danger is of all this stuff. There was some information here that supposedly was released by Governor Greg Abbott of Texas and what they're doing for the Emergency Operations Center. I don't place much stock in anything he says, which is probably not fair in this circumstance. I mean, what are you, the FEMA people, or the state equivalent to FEMA, supposedly, but they don't do... FEMA doesn't do a good job, so I wonder whether the people who are in emergency management in Texas are doing it. But I just we have become so sickened, right? We've become so, what's jaundice? Not jaundice. What's the word I'm looking for?
I do feel like we've become so desensitized, yet so overly sensitive simultaneously.
Yeah. And so people say, well, see, it's climate warming or global warming, climate change, yada, yada, yada. So to make that point over the weekend, some more people throwing soup at another one of Vincent van Gogh's masterpieces, this time the one in Rome called The Sower, painted in 1888. Damn these people.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same group.
And they did one to DeGoya's painting, and they've even declared they are not going to stop until more awareness is brought about with climate change. And again, it just goes to the further the conversation we've been having, Doug. People are more focused on what they are doing rather than why they are doing it. All the more reason to change how you're approaching this, people. Stop ruining art, because that's the only thing anyone's talking about.
Who the hell are you?
Ruining the art. They're not talking about the climate change.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's get to the eclipse, which is scheduled for tomorrow. Maria Trilogy joins us right after this.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Discover the holiday preview event with 50% off everything at Banana Republic Factory for a limited time. From essential sweaters to timeless outerwear, explore the best of the season starting at $24.99. Find your nearest store or shop online, only at Banana Republic Factory.
I'm Shanola Hampton. I support the Feeding America network of food banks because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
Nacho fries are back at Taco Bell. You know, the fries covered in bold Mexican spices you dip in a warm nacho cheese sauce. You can also dunk them in the nacho cheese sauce or pour the sauce onto a pile of them and create like a nacho fries nachos. The thing is that you eat them with nacho cheese sauce. That's what makes them nacho fries. Otherwise, you're just eating fries and sipping on nacho cheese sauce, and that's the wrong way. Sorry, just really passionate about nacho fries.
Nacho fries are back, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations for a limited time only while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
43 at the hour now, as we proceed into November 8th, Election Day. Some people think that's the most significant thing about the day. There is a full moon lunar eclipse in Taurus. Aren't you impressed that I knew that? Early morning.
Oh, I'm very impressed.
That's Maria Trilogy, who's on the line from San Pedro, California, one of the most reliable astrologers in the country, someone that I've had great fondness for and friendship with for a number of years. She's no stranger to this program, and she's no stranger to digging into things like the lunar eclipse. So as an astrologer, I mean, I can give you the facts and the figures. The blood moon is what it's called. It'll be visible across the U.S. Early in the morning, 5:16 Eastern time. So it'll take that much longer to get to the West Coast, I guess. So I don't know. Are you seeing it actually on the West Coast? What are you seeing there, if anything? Sometimes you can't see it all across the country.
Well, not yet. I mean, it's about getting ready for sunrise here.
No, it's tomorrow, though. The 8th is supposed to be on the...
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant what's happening today. Yeah, well, hopefully tomorrow we'll be able to. And, you know, it's... The lunar eclipse is a bit different than a solar eclipse. So when you're ready, I'm going to dig into tomorrow.
I'm ready. Let's go. We're all waiting with bated breath to hear what you have to say. Yes.
There is so much astrological energy. If people understand how the planets kind of move around and affect the... not only the lunar eclipse, but the full moon day, because we do know that people's emotional content on a full moon day is pretty, pretty strong.
Why? Why is that? Why are people so emotional? What is there about the moon, the lunar, if you're a lunatic? That is completely a reference to the moon. So what is there about the moon that makes everybody so crazy?
Well, the moon has a very strong pull. on us. I mean, we've seen that with the tides, and as we are part of nature, obviously, it is going to affect us as well. Anything with that much power, I mean, when the moon is full, it is at its apex. And depending on the sign it's in, the energy will be different. So for this full moon, lunar eclipse, election day, it is going to be such an incredibly emotional day. And in Taurus, Taurus is very feisty, very kind of fixed and stubborn. And so
is Trump a Taurus? He's a Gemini, right? Isn't he? Yeah, he's a Gemini. Trump is a Gemini. I'm trying to think of who's being feisty. I was thinking Trump at first was a Taurus, but he's a Gemini, right?
Who is Trump? Yeah, Trump. Trump is a Gemini. Yes, and I mean beyond him, we have to consider that this is the day that we are going to elect different people.
We say that all the time, though, Maria. This election is the most important of our lives until the next one. And then that's
we're just talking about the importance of where we are in this country with regards to, people being angry, people being upset, people not, looking at the... the different people that they're going to elect to determine and decide what their value is. It is going to be more of an emotional day than a practical day. So we really have to, people have to keep their wits about them, do the research before they get in there, before they get in the door. Now, I know a lot of people have already voted.
Which is ridiculous.
But the sun being... in the sign for most of November, in the sign of Scorpio. Scorpio is the detective. Scorpio is considered to be, one of those signs that digs deep to find answers. So hopefully people have already looked at who these different people they want to elect to see and determine their value. I mean, it's just really a critical day tomorrow. Just wanting you to know that.
Yeah.
And then there's other important events that are happening in November, and they're not all, they're not all to be concerned about. There's some fun stuff happening. As we get further into the month of November, the sun will move into the sign of Sagittarius. But Sagittarius is a fire sign. It's more positive, more adventurous, moving into a sense and a feeling of joining together and being grateful, family.
All right, so I want to send people to you to get the readings. So tell us how people will get to you. We got about 10 seconds here.
I have your forecast. What am I supposed to do with that?
Not now. We get too wrapped up in the election. All right, Trilogy at smbworks.com. It's 10 before the hour.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I shouldn't say that. I find more and more people James Collins' age don't get any of this stuff that even though it's an iconic movie that everybody in the world should know about, we should teach this not only in theater classes. There should be a consumer class, you know what I mean, Chucker? Classes in school that teach people about relative events that have happened, whether it be in the world of politics, whether it's in the world of business, government, the world of entertainment. And this certainly, although it didn't have the impact then that it's had since then, this is one of the great achievements in terms of movie going of all time, is it not?
Well, it's the most popular movie ever made in terms of people actually going to a theater, buying a ticket, and watching, sitting down watching a film. What's interesting is the reason we play that, this day in TV history, November 7, 1976, Gone with the Wind made its network debut on NBC, pulling in 65% share of the entire TV audience. It aired in two parts, part one on Sunday, part two on Monday. But think about that, Doug, in the terms of our culture back in 1976, 65% of every single person watching a television set was tuned in to Gone with the Wind. It's hard to believe it was released in 1939 and it didn't have its first TV airing to 1976, but I guess that's how viable that movie was. They could re-release it in theaters. I think it's safe to say that it doesn't have the impact in 2002. We live in a very fragmented, very different type of a culture, but that is a lot of eyeballs on the TV set for one airing of a movie.
Yeah, you'd like to think that we could...
Had to be at least 100 million people, right?
Oh, yeah, exactly. So what did we get for the weekend in terms of box office totals? What was the champion?
Black Adam, number one for the third straight weekend, 18.8, 137 million. In 3 weeks of release, it's done like 340 million worldwide. George Clooney, Julia Roberts pairing Ticket to Paradise held up really well, very slight fall off week to week, like 17%, 8.5, 47 million in 3 weeks of release. That's really the only thing to mention. This weekend, you got Wakanda Forever, Black Panther 2, which is tracking at a whopping $175 million opening weekend. You know, Doug, Quentin Tarantino gave an interview, was talking, and he said that there's a lot of directors in the industry that really cannot wait until the superhero phase finally falls flat with moviegoers because it is dominated and really
this
eradicated
is the same story
many different genres.
Over and over and over and over again. It's the same. It's boring as hell. I have no interest
boring,
in seeing this movie.
We need
it is
more
boring.
Than that. Yeah.
Boring as hell. The same stuff. Everybody getting killed. The same. It's just stupid. And it's just we've become. It's another example for me of us becoming automatons. We just are slaves to, in this case, all of the technology that allows these.
I can't disagree with you on that point.
Ugh, it's ridiculous.
What do you think of this? Jimmy Kimmel picked to host the Oscars for the third time.
I'm
sick of March 12th. You like
this smarmy, anti-Trump stuff? It's just.
Who would you like to host? Tell me.
Who would I like to host? I'd like to see Chris Rock host, frankly. I think Chris Rock and what's his face? Dave Chappelle. I'd like to see the two of them together.
Really? There's no way they're going to give it to Dave Chappelle. It's way too edgy.
I understand that, but I'm just, you asked me.
I know.
HBO has canceled Westworld. Why?
I saw that. This is really a cost-cutting measure. The ratings have fallen a lot. I don't know how to gauge your rating, I guess, by clicking. But they just want to cut a ton of costs. I guess they gave the Quarterly Report. I mean, listen, when Discovery bought Warner Brothers, they knew they took on a massive amount of debt, but they reported like a $2.4 billion loss in the quarter. I think, listen, they're rebuilding it, and the superhero division is very important. I hate saying that, but I think ultimately in 5 years they'll probably sell it to Universal, and you're going to straighten the debt out. But that is a ton of debt to carry. I don't know how these companies operate on pure cash flow. It's very complex.
Well, there's too much division. There's too many products. There's too much to watch. And so it just is. It becomes. Once in a while, I see something.
You own a corporation. You own your own corporation. Think if you woke up in the morning and you were $2.something billion in debt, running your business. I mean,
Ralph Macchio is talking about Pat Morita in an interview on Netflix, having to do with Cobra Kai. Mr. Miyagi, he says, inspires Daniel LaRusso and his family. Apparently, they had a great relationship off the screen as well as on the screen.
That's a great pairing.
Marita's been dead since 2005. Yeah, it was. As you being with me, Chuck, is a great pairing. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
59 after the hour.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.